But Alana was no longer listening, for a small hole had just opened in the Austin clouds. It started to expand rapidly, growing from the size of her fist to larger than Angie's head in the space of two breaths. And suddenly, Alana felt her stomach rising. The hole swelled to an enormous black pit, and she realized she was falling, plummeting into a darkness deeper than space. A damp, fetid smell filled her nostrils, and the rush of passing air whispered in her ears. Except it wasn't a whisper. It was more of a hiss, like the sound of an angry barabel. And Alana realized she wasn't falling at all, but she wasn't standing on the Dragon Queen too either. She was in a dark corridor beneath the Jedi Temple, peeking through an open hatchway into a murky room filled with a huge nest of rodent bones. Peering out among the bones were dozens of tiny heads. They had stubby snouts and long, flickering tongues, and their slit pupiled eyes were shining with fear and anger. They began to pour from the nest, leaping and screeching and clawing. Alana backed away and found herself trapped against a wall. The young reptiles never reached her. A storm of blaster bolts erupted behind her, pouring through a durasteel wall to send the little creatures flying back into their nest, charred and smoking and dead. Alana screamed, calling for Tassar and Willem to return to their hatchlings, but the barabels never came. The nest vanished in the murk, and Alana realized she was back aboard the Dragon Queen too. Locked tight in her mother's arms, pressed flat to the observation bubble was Angie, growling and clawing at the transparasteel.
"Alana?" her mother gasped. "What is it? What's wrong?"
Alana glanced around, her confusion only growing as she recognized the familiar opulence of the royal stateroom.
"Mom? I have to talk to Master Sebatine. Now!"
Her mother cocked a brow.
"Master Sebatine?" she asked. "But she's on Coruscant, in the middle of a battle, most likely." "It doesn't matter. They're killing the—"
Alana stopped herself, realizing she couldn't say more without breaking the promise she had made to Tassar Sebatine that she would never, ever reveal the existence of the Barabel Nest beneath the Jedi Temple.
"Someone is blasting my friends' young ones."
"What friends?"
"My friends on Coruscant,"
Alana said.
"They need our help."
"And we'll get it to them,"
her mother assured her.
"But we can't help anyone until you calm down. Now start from the beginning and tell me everything."
Alana took a deep breath and held it briefly, using a Jedi relaxation technique to clear her mind and drive away the panic, because panic was the enemy. Her Aunt Jaina was always telling her that. Panic had killed more people than all the blasters in the galaxy, and it would go on killing even after there were no more wars. After a couple of breaths, Alana felt calm enough to explain what she had seen. How she had been looking out at Ossus when a hole opened in the clouds, and how she'd fallen into it and found herself standing in a darkened corridor deep in the basement of the Jedi Temple.
"But that's all I can tell you,"
Alana said.
"I promise to keep the rest secret."
"Promised whom?"
Alana scowled.
"Mom, we don't have time for the Grease Gambit,"
she said.
"Hatchlings are being killed."
Her mother's expression grew more patient than concerned.
"Alana, you know you weren't actually in that corridor, don't you?"
I know,
Alana said.
"It was another force vision, like the one I had on Clatooine."
Tennel Kaw considered this, then said,
"You're clearly very strong in the Force. That's two visions in less than 6 months."